We are back on Travel Leaders Tri-Cities with Sandra Wilson on News Talk 870 KFLD, and we have learned so much from Jennifer Rinker, our special guest. Pleasant holidays, and I tell you what, we're going to find all about Tahiti. I've only seen pictures. I have never been there.
In fact, I have to tell you, my trainer just asked me. She said, I'm getting married, and I've decided to spend more on my honeymoon than I am on my wedding. So I want an over-the-water bungalow in Tahiti. So talk to me about Tahiti.
Tahiti. It is a fabulous destination. I'm originally from Hawaii, and when I went to Tahiti, I thought, I would imagine this is what Hawaii was like about 100 years ago.
And I would agree with that.
But it is just an amazing destination. The Tahiti is, you know, actually one of the islands. It's really French Polynesia, but there's Bora Bora and Moorea, and it is a pretty easy flight, maybe about 7 or 8 hours from Los Angeles, and you get there, and it's just all about romance, although it is actually a very popular family destination as well. But you fly into Tahiti, which is Papeete, and you can certainly stay there a couple days. There's a great market there.
But that is more populated, right?
It is out. It would be kind of like their version of Oahu, I guess, for Hawaii.
Okay.
You know, and then, Moorea and Bora Bora are some of the most popular outer islands. And in both of those destinations, several of the hotels have overwater bungalows where your room is literally on stilts over the water. You have a glass panel in the floor, usually in the living room area, where you can look right down and see the fish.
Wow.
It's just amazing.
And now those are like little thatched roof kind of things?
Exactly, yes. You see them, a lot of times you'll see them in advertisements, or they've been in a couple different movies. But yeah, they're thatched roofs, and they literally sit over the water. The resorts also have garden view or, you know, land-based rooms as well, if you're not wanting to, you know, have that expensive over water, because obviously those are the premium.
Right.
But there are some fabulous specials going on. Right now, Pleasant has a special. You need to book by the end of April, but it is for travel throughout 2012. There are some blackout dates, but it's for $500 off per booking, and that includes your air, and you get breakfast daily, and your hotel and airport transfers. There's just some really, really great deals, and if anybody out there listening is thinking about Tahiti, that is definitely a destination where you want to have a travel professional like Sandra's team book it for you, because it can be a complicated itinerary.
Yes.
There's date changes, and, you know, you don't want to do that on your own, and you get over there, and you're like, oh, dear, I didn't realize there was a date, you know, a time change, and now I've missed my flight or whatever.
Yeah, because you go over the date line.
Oh.
So it's definitely in the middle of the Pacific. It's a beautiful destination, but you're right, it's not really built up. It's still pretty easy living. It's French. People need to be aware of the fact that the language is French.
Mm-hmm.
But
I took 2 years in college.
Oh,
I might survive.
So you think you know how to speak French now?
Je parle français comme ça.
Oui, oui.
I think Tahiti is a great destination. A lot of them are all-inclusive, aren't they? Because it isn't so built up, it takes a while to get from one place to the next. So a lot of them do include meals.
Some do, Sandra. I mean, what we've done is, they are very remote, a lot of them, but they are not all-inclusive as the Mexico and the Caribbean hotels are. Most of them, because of the fact that meals can be a bit pricey there, that's why we include breakfast with most of the hotels we work with. But you can buy meal plans, but it's definitely a different ball of wax than your Mexico or Caribbean hotels, which are truly all-inclusive.
So I want people to remember the movie, I'm going back in time now, South Pacific, which actually was all about those islands. And you know the song Bloody Mary? That's actually from there or about that. It was World War II. But yeah, beautiful, beautiful destination. I've been to Tahiti. I've actually been to the next one we're going to talk about, Fiji. And tell me about Fiji, Jennifer.
Fiji is a fabulous destination, a little bit further flying than Tahiti, but boy, once you get there, there are some really great values there. And Fiji is a destination where a lot of the hotels, particularly on the small islands, they are all-inclusive because you really are. You might be at a resort. A lot of them are maybe 12 rooms, 20 rooms, and you're on an island. So most of the Fiji properties are all-inclusive. It is the soft coral capital of the world.
Oh, pretty.
Great, great diving. And the Fijian people are known for their love of children. I have heard so many stories where, you know, a lot of these hotels have kids clubs. And so the parents go there and their kids are, you know, in the kids club all day. And when the people go to leave to fly back to the U.S., the kids are crying. The people that took care of them in the kids club were crying because they just bonded so much.
Isn't that great? That's really wonderful to find a destination like that where people are excited about going and crying to leave.
Exactly. And the people, the natives there, are sorry to see you leaving. But yeah, Fiji is a great destination, a little bit longer to get there flight-wise, but once you get there, a lot of times, price-wise, it's priced a little bit more attractively than Tahiti is.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone says, oh, I really want to go to Tahiti, and then they talk to one of your travel professionals and say, well, that's not quite in my budget, you know, you could take a look at Fiji, and it's the tropic, it's the beautiful islands, it's the diving and all of that. So similar to Tahiti in that way.
I actually went to Fiji on my way back from Australia. And that is a great stopover destination if somebody wants to do the big long haul, you know, the 14-hour flight to Australia. It's about halfway back. So
exactly.
that was a great
right
way to see it.
A lot of people will do that. And that's actually a very nice segue for me to talk a little bit about our brand new luxury division. It's not brand new. It just has a brand new name. And that is our Journeys division, Journeys Curators of Fine Travel. We just launched the new name January 3rd, and that division does go to Australia and New Zealand, offers some really great packages to both those fabulous destinations. And certainly if somebody wanted to go to Australia or New Zealand and stop in Fiji, we could do that for you. You people out there listening, all you have to do is call Sandra's team and her travel professionals will be able to get that booked for you.
Well, you know, I'm very proud of my staff. When it comes to Australia, we actually have a number of people on staff that have graduated from the Australian Specialist Program that's run by the government. So in every one of our three locations, Clearwater, Richland, and Yakima, we have at least two Aussie specialists on staff. So they really know that destination. And, you know, Australia is so immense. People don't realize it's the size of the United States.
Wow.
It is huge. To fly from one side to the other is like a five-hour flight. So it takes a lot of advanced planning to do a trip to Australia. It's not something where you just hop on a plane and go. But we know it, and we know how to make it happen. So I'm excited, really excited that you're going to go there. I think that's terrific.
We are very excited, too. And, you know, you really make a good point, Sandra. Because Australia is such a huge country, your agency is really unique in the fact that you have so many Australia specialists. And because it is such a big country and there's so many different states and everything, it's important that, you know, when someone's thinking about going there, that they're dealing with an agent that really knows the destination.
That's exactly
can make
true.
Proper suggestions.
Right.
And you know, I know that's Australia, but I know your team with many, many other destinations, there is really a wealth of knowledge with your staff there that is so critical when you're trying to plan that dream vacation. you want everything to go great, and you want to be talking to someone that's going to be able to make suggestions and book things and make sure it all happens and that you have your dream vacation.
And I agree. I agree 100%. It's the reason why we send our people off on trips. People think we're just in a business to have lots of fun, which is part of it, I have to say. But it's also that when you walk through the door to book your vacation, something you've saved for a long time, at least you know you're investing it with a company that's reputable and has people that are invested in helping you get the right experience.
Exactly.
So tell me really quick before we run out of time, talk to me a few minutes about the Caribbean. Because that's such a big thing.
Caribbean is, oh my gosh, that's another fabulous destination.
I know.
Sometimes people here on, you know, our neck of the woods kind of think, oh, it's so far, but it really is not that far. And once you get there, there's so many great options. You know, there's obviously lots of different islands, you know, Aruba, Bermuda, St. Thomas. There's just a ton of them. And many of the resorts there in the Caribbean are all-inclusive. So, again, all of your alcohol and your hotel, your meals, your soda, your water sports, all of that's included. We are a big seller of Sandals Resorts, which does a lot of honeymoon
right.
couples and things like that. They also have a division called Beaches, which is for families.
Mm-hmm. And great destination weddings. Very, very reasonable.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I think a lot of times the consumer thinks of, oh, yeah, the Caribbean, I'm going to go on a cruise, which is fine. You know, Caribbean is fun to cruise through, but it's really nice to be able to go to an actual island and spend some time like Antigua or, you know, St. Thomas or again, Bermuda and some of those different islands. And the people are very friendly, and it's warm and sunny.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the people from the West Coast that have cruised the Caribbean often, they use that as an experience to find the right island that fits them, someplace they'd love to go back to. Mm-hmm. And we call that sun and stay instead of sun and cruise or whatever. But the sun and stay part is you get to go and you get to spend some real quality time on the island that you always wanted to go back to. And I have my short list of ones that I want to go back to. I always have a list. But anyway, the Caribbean is a great destination. It's actually for people that live on the West Coast. It's almost like they're Hawaii because it's close and it's a very easy jump place for them. But we have great air service, and it's a little bit longer to get there, but it's a whole different experience.
Absolutely.
Okay, so tell me what's coming up for Pleasant Holidays. You already told me about Journeys,
mm-hmm.
and we're excited about that.
We are, too, and Journeys will be launching into Italy in February, so we'll be sure to get your agent's information on all of that.
What are you going to do in Italy? Because you just mentioned, like, one of my all-time fave things, but I think everybody's figuring out that every single destination is one of my all-time fave things.
Exactly.
Talk to me about Italy for a second.
So with Italy, that, again, is our Journeys, our luxury division, and we will be featuring a lot of villas and obviously 4- and 5-star hotels. We will have, you know, transportation, transfers. We'll be able to set up guided, you know, tours and that type of thing for people. And we're very excited about it. The woman that has putting that project together for us and taking care of it, she actually lives in Italy. So we've really got some great expertise there. All of our travel counselors with the Journeys division have been to Italy. They've seen the products. So again, there's going to be a real level of knowledge there. And we're very excited about it.
Well, I love Italy, and I have a lot of friends, believe it or not, that often are asking me about Italian villas to rent. So is that all over the country or just like Tuscany, Florence kind of thing?
It is Tuscany. There's Florence. There's, you got me there. I have to get my little book out, cheater sheet out here now.
Gattara.
You know, we're not everywhere.
Right.
To start with, but we are in the central part of Italy. We've got Capri Island.
Oh, that's
gorgeous.
We've got
the northern part of Italy, obviously a little bit of Rome.
Very cool. I can't think of a better place to go in Europe than Italy, actually. Italy and France are my two faves. So,
is it?
Absolutely. I think Italy's just gorgeous, gone to heaven. Close my eyes sometimes and picture myself sitting in the big piazza in Siena. It's over the top. It's fantastic. Well, my God, you gave us the whole world today.
All that great wine.
You gave us the whole world today. I mean, we've talked for a while, but you guys do it all, and we're really happy to be working with you for such a long time.
Well, we love working with you too, Sandra, and you are, you are our biggest account, and we just love the partnership that we have.
Thank you. I've loved it, and
she's blushing.
I am blushing, but part of doing a good partnership is being able to rely on a good tour company that always delivers, and you guys have always done that.
Well, thank you very much.
So we have our customers come in and tell us how great you are, and then they book you again, and then I win, and then you win.
Exactly. It's a great partnership. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Jennifer, for taking the time out and joining us. And I tell you what, we've got a lot to work with there.
Oh, my gosh.
Looking into the looking into 2012 and the new year. So remember to make sure and join us next time right here on Travel Leaders Tri-Cities. We are going to make you want to hop on a plane and see the world.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next time right here on News Talk 870.